Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Heather Borman. She is a trauma therapist and specializes in talking about covert narcissism, which happens to be what a lot of the characters that come up on our show seem to be. We're taking a deep dive into that topic today and looking at identifying it in people, including the people that we discuss on this show every single day. What are the prospects? I mean, obviously, Alec Murdaugh is quite an extreme example, but and not everybody who has this is, you know, a killer or out doing that level of horrible things. But is this something where it's fixable in someone? Is this treatable? If one is, and I know it's a spectrum, so probably that very much plays a big role in this. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the building blocks aren't there when you study this for anyone to even like start to construct a fix to themselves. So, but can it? I mean, obviously, things can be mimicked, things can be learned. I mean, and they can look at it and go, oh, this is how people act or healthy people act, and maybe I should start mm-hmm. doing that. And that's one way, I guess, of like fixing it, at least to be able to function amongst others in a, you know, seemingly healthier way. But can it ever truly with someone like this, can that be changed in a mind? Can someone go, oh crap, yes, I've been thinking this way my whole life, but I that's wrong. Now I'm suddenly having more empathy and emotions for others. I mean, can that be learned, I guess?
The general consensus is no, it can't, it's not fixable. There are some therapists out there who believe it can be. I mean, I believe anybody who wants to change can. Mm-hmm. The trick is most narcissists don't think they're the problem. So they don't need to change. Everybody around them needs mm-hmm. to change. Most of what I have seen as successful treatment is doing exactly what you said, where it's teaching skills, teaching how to pretend to have compassion and mm-hmm. empathy, but the emotion still isn't really, really there. So, my best suggestion if somebody's in one of these situations, if they're possible, is to just go no contact and cut them out. Yeah. Because they don't change.
Is this a learned behavior? Is this like is it because of trauma in someone's life at some point in time? Or is this just kind of like sorry, you didn't get that part of your brain when you were born? You know, obviously that's not, you know, but, you know, basically those things aren't firing for you. What are we looking at with this sort of a disorder?
There isn't really a lot known about where it comes from. because, again, narcissists don't usually show up in offices of people like me because they're not the problem.
Yeah.
If they do show up, it's because they're trying to pretend that they're going to change just to keep their supply on the hook a little bit longer, but they're just playing the game.
Yeah.
So there's some debate. I mean, I think one pattern that we see is that there can be trauma. One pattern that we see is one parent is maybe absent or abandoned them, and the other is overcompensating and just kind of gives them everything, is more hands off and doesn't really hold them accountable for things. So having that combination can certainly lead itself towards narcissism. My belief is that there's kind of this almost a gene or something. There's a trait there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a way that they're wired that if circumstances are right, it kind of unlocks that. And then that character disturbance comes out. Because certainly there are people who are in similar situations and have awful childhoods who do not grow up to be mm-hmm. narcissists. And so I do think there's an element of they're just born with a character defect.
Yeah.
And then environment is going to shape that one way or the other.
How often do we see it carry down from generation to generation? And that's an interesting question in itself, because if you're raised by one, are you just mimicking the behavior because that's what you learned on this is how people function, versus this is in you because this is the character defect that you were blessed to have. But how often do we see that where you have a narcissistic parent and then the kid ends up being the same sort of monster?
Mm-hmm. I don't really have statistics on that. It tends to go one way or the other. So either children of narcissists become narcissistic-like themselves, mm-hmm. or become overly compassionate and empathetic and become prime targets yeah. for narcissists. Narcissistic parents have specific roles they put their children into. So there's the golden child, and then there's the neglected one, and then there's the scapegoat. And it's any combination of that, depending on how many children you have, and it can change at times. But those golden children, the narcissists see as an extension of themselves. And those are the ones that will be more likely to take on narcissistic qualities because they've been catered to. And, they're the one that mom or dad just adores and talks about and is super connected to because they can do no wrong.
Yeah.
So they're more likely to follow in their parents' footsteps. But as far as I have come across, I haven't come across any specific statistics or anything on that.
Yeah. One that comes to mind, in terms of like seeing the, basically, it was a dynasty for a while. We're talking about Alec Murdaugh. Let's talk about him mm-hmm. for a little bit, and that family. Because I mean, if you look back and you look back at the forefathers of Alec Murdaugh, they going quite a ways back all seem to have quite a bit of narcissistic traits about them, mm-hmm. And the way that they handled their business, the way that they treated people in their community. And probably fairly overt in terms of narcissism. But it's kind of kept going down that line. Exactly. When you look at a character like Alec Murdaugh, how would you diagnose him and how would you describe how Alec Murdaugh became, the Alec Murdaugh that we know today?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to officially diagnose anybody
sure. yep.
that I have not met.
I know. Yep. I know you so, can't do that, but
the caveat.
Just yes. in theory. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I would put him in the malignant narcissistic category. Mm-hmm. He certainly shows traits of being a narcissist. In some ways, like he is a balance, in my opinion, of that overt style where, everybody in the county knew you just don't mess with the Murdaughs, right? But he also kept up that appearance of being a person of high standing, right? So there is a level of covertness in there. I've been very curious about what the actual dynamics between he and Maggie were, because we don't actually get a lot of information about Maggie and about what the dynamics of their relationship was. My guess is there was more abusive situations, at least psychologically, going on in the home. Yes. So, of course, I mean, it was modeled down. He certainly, you know, when we look at entitled people and not having to face consequences, I mean, that was all the way down through Paul and Buster. So,
yeah.
Right. Like, yes, I think he came by it pretty genuinely and partially probably learned and partially just genetic and how he was born.
Can people who are otherwise healthy, especially kids, be turned into narcissists by conditioning? I mean, what I'm thinking of here is like Paul Murdaugh, or rather Buster Murdaugh, with the boat accident and all of that, and just the entitled, nothing's going to get me. And I know kids can be like that, but it seems like, I guess Alec, you know, had been like that as well. And the kids end up being like that, essentially not having any sort of consequences for one's children, allowing them to just kind of do whatever they're going to do, and you know, almost celebrating that, almost praising that, enabling that over and over and over. Does that create that type of a personality disorder, or is that just, you know, this person is just very entitled and shitty?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a difference between a jackass and a narcissist,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it's a fine line sometimes.
It is. I don't know enough about Buster, but he strikes me as somebody that perhaps has put on the traits and benefited from some of the narcissistic behaviors. Whereas as we learn more about Paul with the boating accident and how he treated his girlfriend, it seems like there was more of that just genuine narcissism in there. Mm-hmm. So the difference really is the emotional ability. Mm-hmm. Do they have genuine emotions? Like, they might be saying the words, but is there emotion that is actually backing up the words? So can it be created? I don't think actual narcissism can be created, because you do have people who follow in narcissist footsteps as far as behavior, but then they have genuine remorse, or they feel guilty, or they feel conflicted about it, or they can understand how the other person is feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas a genuine narcissist doesn't.
Yeah. It's like, I guess it's kind of like, can you condition someone to become a narcissist? You know,
right.
You have the, I guess if someone has empathy, they're not going to suddenly not have empathy because you're trying to condition them some way. I mean, I guess you could beat it out of them in some way, shape or form, but it's still part of who they are. I mean, and with a narcissist, that's like the building block that's not there.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
An example I could give is from my own life, where my oldest son was mimicking some of his father's behaviors, who is a covert narcissist. And I had a conversation with him. He's also a super empathetic kid. And I had a conversation with him. I was like, okay, like, here's the deal. You get to choose what kind of person you want to be. Mm-hmm. Does doing that follow along with who you are, or does it not? And then he has gone a completely different direction because he does have empathy and he cares. And, you know, he said to me at one point, he's like, I know I could manipulate people, but I don't really want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So they can put it on, or they can follow it, mimic, but if it's not in them, it's not in them.
It's that power of choice that I think eludes a lot of people sometimes, and especially when you're a kid, you don't think of it that way, but sometimes it's like, oh, I can choose to be the way I'd like to be. I don't have to just follow what mom or dad or whoever is influencing me is like. because that's what I'm supposed to do, or you don't know any different.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.